Watch, Andrew Yang rips MSNBC for lack of speaking time. By Joel B. Polak on November 20, 2019. East Point, Georgia, businessman Andrew Yang criticized MSNBC sharply for not giving him adequate speaking time during Wednesday night's Democrat debate, co-hosted by the left-wing network and The Washington Post. "What is up with that?" Yang asked Breitbart News. "You should ask MSNBC." ABC News computed that Yang only spoke for 6 minutes and 59 seconds across the 2 hours of debate, barely 5% of the total time on the stage with 10 candidates. At ABC's analysis of candidate speaking times during the MSNBC debate tonight. Warren, 13:54. Biden, 12:57. Buttigieg, 12:25. Sanders, 11:51. Harris, 11:33. Klobuchar, 10:40. Booker, 11:32. Gabbard, 9:20. Steyer, 8:24. Yang, 6:59. Kelsey Walsh, @Walsh_news, November 21, 2019. CNN calculated that Yang spoke for even less time, prompting the campaign of Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DHI, to post a tweet in his defense. "So much for the promise of equal time for all candidates. At Andrew Yang got half the time as the usual media favorites. Typical. The hashtag let Yang speak hashtag let Tulsi speak pic.twitter.com/xmlftk. Tulsi Gabbard, @TulsiGabbard, November 21, 2019. "The numbers speak for themselves," Yang told Breitbart. "This isn't the first time that people have had this kind of issue with this particular network." Yang has remained among the frontrunners despite being marginalized by many mainstream media outlets. He had the second largest contingent of supporters outside the debate venue, the Tyler Perry Studios, second only to South Bend, Indiana. Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who is in fourth place nationwide but leads, according to some polls, in Iowa and New Hampshire. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He earned an AB in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard College, and a JD from Harvard Law School. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won: The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter @JoelPolak.